This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new unrivaled league, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So Lamville, tech executive Cody Betts was over here, and I tried to get him to sit down with us. And he said, we don't make enough in a week to get him to sit down for a segment.
I don't know. So he called you, Mitch, to do it for free.
Cody's back. I'll get it back from JP somehow.
We have the big man, Mr. Mitch Tischler, joining us, Beltway Football, Monumental Sports. Big man, how do you do?
Doing better than whoever had this Louisville first half minus 1.5 bet, I'll tell you that much.
So, yo, that was our guy that said he was going to buy me and B-Mitch beers. He had $100 on Louisville minus 1.5 in the first half. I think they were down 15.
They were down 15.
They're now down 19.
I believe, if I'm not wrong, I think me and B-Mitch had Creighton and you had Louisville and your guy. Is that right?
I don't know. B has the thing.
I don't trust he's going to be able to find it that quickly.
Jeff is very upset about what appears that he's going to lose his Louisville bet.
Good.
My suggestion is it's the first game. Let's all relax.
If he unloaded the clip on the first game, that's his problem.
No, he's worried about his pool from the first game.
Well, then that's a whole other problem.
Yeah, Mitch had Creighton.
Of course I had Creighton.
What did I have, B?
I knew you laughed at that.
Hey, B, look at the
215. I had Creighton.
B, look at the 215 game in that region for me.
215.
I do want to let
him, Mitch.
I know what it is. I released it on the pod.
Bracket. Yeah. Hold on. Just tell. Give out your pick. This is Mitch's 5-star pick of the week.
This is my favorite upset or best value upset of the week. It's your Bryant Bulldogs over your Michigan State Spartans.
JP took Louisville.
Yeah. Of course he did. Bryant is one of those teams that is getting no love right now.
Hold on. Let's start with the best game we play. Oh, looks like the Commanders just signed Michael Gallup. Yeah, dude.
Uh-oh.
Commanders just announced the addition of Michael Gallup. All right.
That receiving core will be nice.
You got a speed guy. He's a little bit older, but you got a speed guy.
You need somebody that can stretch the field. That's the one thing this receiving corps is missing, is a guy who can get downfield. And Terry does an awesome job of catching those 50-50 balls and getting open. And Noah Brown does a great job of drawing those PIs. But you need a guy who can take the top off of defense. And hopefully Michael Gallup is that guy.
With a last name like that and you have speed, it's a hell of a name, right?
Gallup.
I guess that's better than Trotter, right? Trot.
Yeah, you trotting in.
I like the Gallup signing. I imagine it's next to nothing.
Yeah.
Probably around veteran minimum type stuff. And that's the kind of signing. When everybody was talking about, like, oh, people are going to want to play with Jaden, I think that's the kind of signing where it adds up, right? Like, if it's a veteran minimum here or a veteran minimum there, you wonder who the quarterback is.
When you start getting those type of guys, that little thing about people wanting to play with him begins.
We've heard it through the, press conferences, Zoom avails, we've done with a lot of these guys along the way, Will Harris's company, talking about, the culture and seeing the joy that those guys are playing with and all those different things, that for years never existed here in Washington.
Yeah. It's going to be, I don't know, I like the signing. I don't think folks should play, throw a parade for it or anything, but I think it helps, man. I think it helps with a team that needs a vertical threat. They needed a speed guy. And this isn't an elite guy, but it's also not costing you elite money.
You're trying to build a team, man. You're going to have people at different levels that are going to bring something to that. You're not going to have all top-notch guys. And you need to have those guys that are not top-notch guys that can be effective. And what does Gallup do? He stretches the field. And that'll open it up for everybody else around him.
Well, that was, I am sure you guys have talked about it here on the radio show, but for the fans that are, you know, frustrated with whatever they've done in free agency, I think it's short-sighted because we saw this team try and take shortcuts under different regimes and try and sign the world and you know, sign your way into making a Super Bowl run. And what you're seeing now is a team that's kind of poking and prodding, and they're putting in pieces in the short term that can help you get to where you want to go without committing long-term money and tying up your team for years to come. And so certainly I want to see them do some more on defense. I think we're going to see a lot in the draft on that side of the ball. But ultimately you're seeing them fill holes efficiently, effectively, and cost, you know, what is it, penny-wise, pound-poor, penny-wisely.
And I think they're leaving a ton of flexibility for when the Jaden contract comes up. We had J.I. Halsell on with us earlier, and we kind of just asked, you know, what do you think that Jaden deal is going to look like eventually?
Oh.
And
you remember what I said on the pod when we talked about this?
Remind me.
I said that if Jaden and the Commanders are able to work out a Patrick Mahomes-esque deal where it goes for 10 years and obviously has outs along the way and you can restructure this, it might be a 10-year, $750 million contract. It might be a 10-year, $750 million contract because you're not just building in for where the salary cap is today, but also where it's going in the future. He's going to get, you know, crazy amount of money.
You know what? I believe this salary cap is now 280-something million, right?
Yeah.
It's going to probably be 300-something million, almost
in
400 by then.
Yeah.
And I don't think they're really trying to do stuff today worried about that because Jay's going to get signed no matter what the hell goes on. I really believe they're trying to make sure that they keep the thing hot with the cash out and not worry about necessarily salary cap and just get a good team without you don't have to get all top-notch guys when you have a guy like a Jaden. You know, and you have other guys that are around him that are very effective. I don't know if they're thinking that far out. Like, oh, we're going to do this deal today for 3 years down the road. I don't think that quarterbacks get paid, well, especially good quarterbacks.
And Jaden Daniels covered up a lot of warts on this franchise, on this roster last year. And, you know, I know that we all talk about it, you know, in our different platforms and whatnot. But, you know, fans, you know, want this, you know, they want to win the offseason again. They want to go back
but
to the fans.
They hated that when it was happening.
Well, they loved it when it happened, and they hated the results.
Yeah, but see, the whole thing about it is, you're not going to have four all-pro wide receivers. You're not going to have all offensive linemen that are all-pro. Your defensive line is not going to be all-pro. You got to have some guys that just outplay a certain contract.
Totally. And dude, like, I mean, when you look at how Philly is kind of this example we all keep pointing to right now, and they've drafted really well to supplement the guys they're paying a ton to. And what they do exceptionally well and intelligently is pay up. Pay as soon as a dude is eligible. Don't wait. I mean, if you look at the contracts, not Chase is better than all of the other people I'm about to name, but if you look at how they handled Brown and Devontae Smith versus Chase and Higgins, there's a huge delta in what those four guys are making, what the two Eagles receivers versus the two Bengals receivers, and it's because you're proactive and pay them early.
Yeah. But you're also looking at an Eagles roster that is ahead of where the Commanders are, which we know.
Mostly draft classes.
They drafted really well early, and then they supplemented it with some of these big free agents that they brought in.
Totally.
And now that their early draft picks are starting to come to their second contracts, you're seeing some of their guys having to leave to go elsewhere. Yeah. Can you imagine here in Washington if, you know, they had the success they had last year and half of the Eagles' starting defense last year is not in Philly anymore. They're on their way elsewhere because they know they have big contracts coming up for those D tackles and some of these young guys. And so you're seeing this, you know, it's almost a curve as they go. Yeah. You know, you build up to it and then you have to start kind of rebuilding.
The fact that they hit on their draft picks allows them to be able to do certain things. If they hadn't hit on their draft picks, they would probably be going out there looking for some big names too. But when you draft guys on the D-line and things, and they are playing that good in the first, second year, you don't have to go break the bank. And when you look at what Adam did last year, their draft picks, a lot of them hit. And if they come this year and draft again, and let's say next year the guys from last year and the guys this year hit, then you don't have to worry about those big-name guys. Because you all of a sudden now get your – and that's what people talk about building from the draft. To build from the draft, you got to be good at drafting. If you can't draft well, you can't build from the draft.
Imagine how different this roster looks if the first and second round picks that they jettisoned last year were legit NFL starters like we see in Philly.
Yeah.
If you take the Emmanuel Forbes and you take Fedarian Mathis and you take, you know, all these guys who they got rid of last year, if those guys are legitimate NFL starters, this defense looks way better. This roster looks way better. Yeah. This team looks way better.
It's going to be, I mean, completely. And I think one dude, I got one of the mailbag questions on All Ears last night was asking what, if any, of the, you know, who that was on Washington last year do you expect to take a big reach up this year? And I think you look at the rookies, and I think it's easy to say McCaffrey or Sennett, but
no.
I think what if Johnny Newton plays a lot better? Like, they clearly made a decision as it related to John Allen, and people want to make it a direct comparison to Javon Kinlaw.
It's not.
But I think it's more about Newton than it is about Kinlaw.
I think when you – it may be that, but I think overall when they finish up, it's going to be – will the overall defense be better this year than it was last year? And Javon Kinlaw may not be John Allen, but I think when you look at the sum of the whole, that defense this year is going to be better than it was last year.
I got
and that's
one name.
All you need to worry about.
I got one name for you guys.
What's that?
Jordan McGee. Last year in camp, he was making a lot of noise and came down with a knee injury and missed, you know, a couple weeks, what it was, 6-7 weeks or so, and then you know, by the time he came back, this team was in a legit playoff run, and you weren't going to sit there and try and develop a young linebacker.
Yeah.
But Jordan McGee, if he's able to show what we saw last year in camp and learn from the likes of Frankie Louvu and Bobby Wagner and the rest of that linebacking core, and he's able to kind of take that next step into a complementary role to those guys now, start working towards being, you know, the guy next year, I am extremely excited about what he can become and what he can mean for this Commanders defense.
See, I hear you. I just don't know the direct path to minutes for him and snaps. Like, Newton is your starter. McCaffrey was getting 40, 50% of the snaps last year. Like, if everything breaks right for Washington, McGee's your third backer. Newton starts day one. You know what I mean? Like,
the path is, to me, I didn't love Frankie Louvu as much as they used him as a direct defensive end in the defense last year. And part of that was because they didn't have the guys to get pressure on him.
Yeah.
I wanted them to bring in somebody this year that was going to help out with that and let Louvu play that linebacker, the actual linebacker position.
Yeah.
But they haven't done that yet, so I expect we're going to see probably Frankie Louvu still lining up at defensive end. And when that happens, we've seen Bobby Wagner was a very good player last year. But, you know, he's aging. We know that he's getting older. To me, that's his path to get on the field, is in those passing down situations where he can use his speed, his athleticism, to work on those tight ends and running backs out of the backfield.
Just, if he goes in and he starts playing some minutes early and he makes impact plays, he'll find my time.
They'll always
find
time.
A way to get him on the field. And there are guys sometimes who don't play like the bulk of the plays. They may play 30 to 50%, and they have a bigger impact than the guys that play every damn play.
Absolutely.
And not to mention special teams for them, too.
Yeah.
I mean, that's going to be a big part of it.
If you're missing a little bit of breaking news here, the Commanders announced they signed veteran wide receiver Michael Gallup. Had some really good seasons in Dallas. Visited here probably about 10 days ago, and now they've added him to the group.